I'm Vince Ferrote, and this is The Daily Refill. Today, instead of doing a couple smaller stories, we're going to cover one bigger story that starts in Colorado but has been around most of the country lately. A number of Catholic lawmakers recently voted for a new pro-abortion law in Colorado, which prompted their bishops to issue an open letter to them and all faithful Catholics in their care about the reception of Holy Communion. Now, to do justice to this story, we have to situate it in all its proper context. In the United States, debate has revved up over the Code of Canon Law. The Code of Canon Law is the legal structure of the Church. At the center of this debate is Canon 915. It states that people obstinately continuing in manifest grave sin are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. The question that arises is, what makes a grave sin manifest? Well, there's two major ways a sin is manifest. Some actions by their very nature are public and manifest, like contracting a marriage. Other actions become manifest when knowledge of them spreads through a community. Why the focus on the Eucharist, then? The Eucharist is a sign of unity between Christ and His Church. So when someone isn't in union with the Church, receiving communion becomes a contradiction. This is where bishops, as shepherds of souls, often feel compelled to intervene for both the spiritual good of the individual and the rest of the community. The bishops of Colorado have tried to reach out to these politicians multiple times, but have received little to no response. So they wrote this letter to explain the situation and ask that politicians who voted in favor of the law refrain from receiving the Eucharist until they repent. They also expressed their continuing desire to accompany these individuals through all of this. As this difficult issue continues, we pray the Lord draws us into closer communion with Him, so that through Him, we have closer communion with each other.
This has been The Daily Refill. For more, visit SpokeStreet.com.